Okay, so first off, on Monday night, the Constitutional Affairs Committee signed off on the plan for the date for the next election, which is coming up probably sooner than we were expecting. It'll be here sort of before we know it. Now, the idea is that Ireland's going to get two more seats in the European Parliament, but what remains unclear is how those seats will be allocated. So what, now that we know when the election is, what do you think needs to be done in Ireland's case?
Well, the elections take place between the 23rd and 26th of May 2019. That's not that far off. We are getting two extra seats in Ireland. It's one of the, I suppose, upsides, if there is one, of Brexit. But we have currently three constituencies in Ireland for European elections, and it's very difficult to see how we're going to divide two seats across three constituencies. So clearly, there has to be a complete redrawing of the boundaries. And that is a process that can take time. My message to the government is it needs to start immediately, and that people in Ireland need to know what constituency they will be voting in the European elections that happen literally just in a year's time. And certainly, I think elected members would like to know, and those who want to run for election would like to know what the boundaries will be. So it's quite urgent that we have a boundary commission, that it starts its work, it sets out its stall, and that we can then know with certainty where the boundaries lie come May 2019.
Can that boundary commission start now, or does it need some kind of further signal or guarantee about the actual reality of the seats?
As I understand it, the boundary commission could be given a mandate immediately to start work, because unless Brexit is completely reversed, which none of us anticipate, although we might desire it to happen, then there will be a reallocation of seats in the European Parliament, with Ireland gaining two. So I think there's no logic in waiting for absolute sign-off, because we know this is going to happen. And in my view, the sooner the country settles the matter about the boundaries, then the easier it is for those who are wishing to stand for election, and for citizens to know where the boundaries lie. It's interesting that in my three European Parliament elections, on each occasion, there has been a change of boundaries because of a change in seat numbers. We're in the happy position this time where we're gaining seats rather than losing seats. I have to say, for the constituency of Midlands North West that I represent, 15 counties, including Donegal, Galway, Louth, Laois, Offaly, and all in between, I think that that is perhaps the constituency that might see the greater change, although there are all sorts of possibilities. Perhaps we could go back to a four constituency as it originally when I ran in 2004. Maybe it is a reallocation across the existing three constituencies, with parts of one constituency moving to the other. And I think it's those counties on the borderline that will be most impacted and most aware. Clearly, there is the Dublin constituency, which is large, small in territory, but large in numbers of citizens. Could it take in part of Wicklow, Kildare, possibly Meath? These are questions that need to be answered, and I think people will be interested to know the outcome. But it's haste rather than waste at this stage. We need to start the process, give certainty. I know there are many other issues on the agenda politically, but this is an important one. And given the focus on the future of Europe and Ireland's determination to be part of a strong European Union, it's critical that we have a turnout that's high in the European Parliament elections of 2019, and it's critical that people know where the boundaries lie.
Aside from possibly having a different person representing them in the Parliament, what are the practical implications of this for citizens? What does it mean to the average Irish citizen that their country will be getting two more MEPs?
Well, I hope what it means to citizens is that they get more representation. For example, the constituency I represent is very large. It is 15 counties. I do my very best to be present as much as I can and be present